Welcome to Simple Sustainable Home. I'm Rachel, the blogger behind Milk Glass Home. My focus is all about making sustainable living easy and beautiful. We're going to slow down and learn about cooking from scratch, gardening and preserving the harvest, setting up a low-waste lifestyle, and keeping a non-toxic home. We have new episodes every Saturday to help you find new tips and strategies to make simple living easy. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome to Simple Sustainable Home. It has been a very long time since I posted an episode. So if you are here and you were a listener in the summer or you are a new listener, I really want to take a moment to just welcome you here. I know it's been some time, but I'm back for a reason. First of all, I took a break to be able to focus on some other projects and kind of get some other things off the ground and sit with which of these projects that I'm working on I wanted to continue. And wouldn't you know, I kept wishing I was still podcasting. I kept thinking in terms of podcast form, like I'd even drive to the grocery store or drive to my parents' house rehearsing podcast episodes that I wanted to record. A little bit embarrassing to admit that. But basically what I'm trying to say is I really missed you and I feel like this is something that I'd like to revive. I don't know if I can commit to like all of the time, but here's what I want to do. I posted on Instagram recently about, you know, what can I do to help you have a gentle, peaceful holiday? You know, I'm thinking people are going to say I'm having a hard time getting all of the food ready or gift shopping or budgeting or cleaning. And the responses that I was getting were more like, how do I deal with the stress? How do I deal with the overwhelm of a huge to-do list? And I realized that that's not as easy of an answer as like, here are some cleaning tips or here's a fun recipe. So what I would love to offer you is a seasonal slowdown. I want to help you shift your perspective so that we can minimize the to-do list and focus on the things that truly make you feel calm and peaceful and grounded. That's my hope. I have podcast topics for the next few weeks where I want to share an episode related to this topic to help you kind of deal with the stress that you might be in right now, and then also gentle tips to help you sort of expand in a positive way to setting an intention for the season, really understanding why seasonal living is a concept to embrace, and then giving you some new traditions and tips to add in things that feel fun. So we're not adding things that feel stressful. We're adding things that feel fun. So you are here for the seasonal slowdown. I'm so excited to have this, and I really hope that I'm able to help you ditch the stress so that you can really kind of sink in to a slow, cozy holiday season. As a child, most of us love the holiday season. There's so many little special details from, you know, driving around to see the Christmas lights on the houses to having cookie baking parties and wrapping presents. There's so many little moments for special memories and connections to be made that growing up, typically the holiday season feels really, really special to kids. And as I became an adult, I realized how hollow the holidays can feel sometimes. I mean, obviously I didn't have my mom sort of like planning all of these special activities and events for me, but there's something beyond that too. And I think it's that as adults, you know, now we are in the mode of putting on the holidays, either for ourselves or for our families. And there's so many parts that go into it, it's really hard to enjoy it and be present. And in fact, what I often find is that coming up to Christmas, I'll be like, oh, it's almost Christmas, I'm so excited. And then on the actual Christmas day itself, I'm a little bit hollow. It's kind of like now we have all of this pressure of being there. We are officially at Christmas. This is Christmas right now. And I'm often focused on, you know, figuring out all kinds of other stuff. My brain, instead of being able to be calm and grounded and present with my family, I'm too busy thinking about this or that or these other things. And I think that comes from having a month of stress and also from being in something special. You know, now we're officially at Christmas. There's all of the pressure of enjoying that day, but I've just been pushing and organizing and planning and spending and shopping, and I'm tired. And I don't want that to happen this year. I don't want it to feel like we finally got to Christmas and we can't really enjoy it because we're too stretched thin and we're too stressed out. So my hope for you, if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed for the holidays, is to give you some practical tips on how to minimize your workload, but then to also help you feel calm and present in your body so that you can shift to a different level. I don't want you to be in frantic panic mode all month. I want you to really be able to relax your body so that you can focus on your minimized to-do list and take care of all of the things that feel really important to you. The holiday season can be a lot. There are just so many little details to manage. And if you're noticing that my to-do list is longer than I really want it to be, don't worry. I've created a tool to help you. It's my Christmas Planner Printable Bundle. There are over 30 pages of digital tools to help you get organized and take care of all of those little things that matter to you this holiday season. In addition to a variety of brain dump and organizing tools, there are to-do lists, gift planners, budgets, supply lists, gift lists, cookie planning tools. There are even printable gift tags and recipe cards so that if you want to bake your own cookies and add the recipe, it's all right there. It all matches. It's all part of the same program. It is so easy to use. I'm going to provide a link to the Christmas Planner Printable Bundle in the show notes, and I hope that it helps tackle some of the things on your to-do list. All right. In this moment right now, when you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed about all of the things on your to-do list, all of the gifts you need to buy, all of the cookies you need to bake, all of the family gatherings or work parties or whatever, I have two things to support you. And your appropriate course of action is going to depend on you and what matters to you and who you are. I kind of feel like if you're at a point where you have this frantic energy in your brain and you have all of these to-dos in your brain, what I would like you to do is first get rid of all of those things. And for me, the most effective way to do that is a brain dump. I'm a huge fan of a brain dump. It's nothing fancy. You do not need to print out any sort of special, you know, thought organizer or anything. You just need a piece of paper and a pen to literally list out all of the to-dos floating around your brain that you've been trying to hold on to by yourself. That is the first thing you need to do. You're just going to list everything. And, you know, at first it's all going to come out quickly. You're going to be like, I need to do this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And then eventually it starts to slow down and you can't think of anything. But wait a second, like give yourself 10 to 30 seconds to get everything out. Sometimes it was like subtle, like almost subconscious things need to come out. Let your brain finish that cycling. And once everything is written down, we need to focus on organizing this to-do list. And I don't just mean like, you know, what are the things I have to do? I really want you to use this to-do list to figure out what you can just completely eliminate. My approach for feeling present and reducing stress over the holidays is by ditching the excess. And as somebody who is a people pleaser and a perfectionist, my to-do list is usually kind of ridiculous because my expectations for what I need to do involve me trying to like subtly convince other people to like me based off of the things that I'm doing, and me trying to like prove that I have self-worth by doing too much. And usually it's coming from a place of lack. It's coming from the sense of like, I don't really believe that people like me, and I don't really believe that I'm good at anything. So if I go like extra hard here to make people happy with the gifts that I'm giving them, or by doing things in a way that looks perfect, maybe they'll actually love me. But it's coming from a place of deficit. And it takes time to kind of know that about yourself. And I know that's kind of awfully personal to share, but I don't think I'm alone in this. So my to-do list isn't always realistic. It's all of these things that I feel like I have to do for people to like allow me to continue being in their lives. It's not a positive force. And if you're in a similar situation, I'm just going to give you a little compassion right now, because it's not a comfortable feeling to have in your body when you're like frantically trying to do things to make other people like you or to like keep your place in society. It's not really very healthy. But once you have done this brain dump and you have everything out, you know, of course there are going to be some tasks that you truly have to do, right? And I've often used sort of like a must do, may do, it would be nice to get to this eventually structure for my planning, where there are some things that you just really have to do. Like you have to pick up this prescription, or you have to schedule this appointment, or whatever. There's just the stuff that like, you just got to kind of grin and bear it. It's the adulting stuff that we have to do. And then there's the other stuff. There's usually a lot of flex in what we can actually do. And especially with the holidays, every holiday activity is optional. It's not necessary. Like paying the bills and like taking basic care of yourself and your vehicle and the animals and beings in your life, like that has to happen. But you don't actually have to celebrate the holiday at all. Many people don't celebrate Christmas and they're fine. You don't have to do any of that. Obviously, like we still want to do this, right? Like most of us probably still want to celebrate Christmas or the holidays in some way. But how do we do that in a way that feels right? It's eliminating anything that causes you to feel any dread or tension or anxiety. It's way easier said than done. A lot of us, especially if you're a people pleaser or you're socially anxious, any social gathering could cause you to have tension. Does that mean we should never go to social gatherings? Not necessarily. But if there are things on your to-do list that really cause you to feel tension, so you know, for me, again, it's in my stomach. Yours might be in your shoulder or somewhere else in your body. If you start to think about one of these activities and you feel that tension growing in that area, this is a sign that your body is not comfortable with that. And I would recommend listening to your body here. Are there things that we could just not do? Are there things that we can let go of in a certain way? It's like, I often think about the Christmas tree, where it's kind of fun to decorate it, but I don't really enjoy putting it away. And I don't always enjoy decorating it, to be honest. If you're somebody who's like, I need to have the house perfect, I need to make the make the holidays feel extra special to my family, you have probably a perfectionistic kind of vein in you, where you are trying to do everything a certain way. And that perfectionism is what's exhausting you. So we need to find a way to lower our standards. And honestly, if you lower your standards, other people in your life will probably enjoy whatever activity it is more. So think about decorating a Christmas tree. You know, if I'm doing it my way, it needs to be just like this. I need to have this balance of color and texture. I want there to be light reflecting. So I need to like strategically place where like the shiny ornaments go. I want to make sure the lights are on a specific setting. I want to make sure that this is like this and that is like that. Like it's kind of controlling. And there's value in me having that perspective, but like for other people to decorate with me, it's not as much fun because they're like, well, I have to do it this way because she's particular about it. It needs to be just so. And what would happen if I just let somebody else decorate it? Or if I didn't decorate it at all? Like, what if I just had a tree in my house and that was it? Or what if I had my tree up and I let my 4-year-old niece decorate it and she put the ornaments wherever she wanted? That would be fine. And she would probably absolutely love it. It would maybe drive me crazy, but I'd be letting go and taking something off of my to-do list and giving someone else an opportunity to shine or do something that they love. This is your sign right now to notice where you are forcing yourself to do more to meet the expectations, to meet the unrealistic expectations you are carrying for yourself or that you have internalized from other people telling you how you should be. Your holidays do not have to look like anything anybody ever told you. You get to do this however you want. I really want you to look at your brain dump list and see what are the things that you really want to do? What makes you feel happy? What makes you feel excited? What are you looking forward to? Those are the things we want to emphasize. So if you are looking forward to spending time with your family, how can we focus on having more family time with less stress? Maybe we schedule like an additional family gathering if you can. So maybe a couple nights before the holiday or a week before the holiday, you like invite a sibling over or a relative over, somebody that you really care about, to spend a little bit of extra time with them. Maybe if you're feeling kind of isolated and lonely in your life, how can you be around other people so you can get that positive human connection? Is there any way that you can volunteer even 1 or 2 hours a week to be around other people who care about something similar to you? Maybe you love to create and you're looking forward to baking cookies or something. How can you add more creative time into your schedule? I love to create. This is something that I've shared before that I didn't quite realize how much it meant to me until I finally had time in my life to be able to create. And then I started just going wild. Like, I just love creating things now because I've given myself that outlet. So then if you love creating, I would recommend trying to add in a handmade gift. Try making an ornament or some sort of piece of holiday decor. You could try melting beeswax to make your own beeswax candles, or making lip balms or like lotion bars or things like that. There are some like easy to do handmade items that just give you that chance to sort of be in a flow state where you're not thinking about all of the other things in your life. You're just focusing on this one thing right now, and it can be so meditative and it can be so grounding. So if that's something that you're craving, how can we add that in? I'm not saying like do some sort of craft every single day, and don't force yourself to do things. Obviously, like if you're at a point where like hand making every gift is too much, then like don't do that. But if you are craving a little time kind of, you know, in the laboratory of the kitchen, tinkering and doing this and doing that, like build that into your plan for the holiday. There's one more thing I want to offer you before we wrap up this episode. And I want to keep it brief because I know you have a lot on your plate, and hopefully you have come up with a way to eliminate some of the things that are stressing you out, and you have some clarity on the step forward that feels best for you, whether that's seeking rest or connection or nature. Now that you've got everything out of your brain, you have some idea about where you're going, we need to deal with our bodies, because even when we slow down our minds, our bodies are holding on to all of those stresses and they don't just go away right away. So what I'd like you to do is to do a body scan. I want you to notice if you're feeling any tension anywhere in your body. Check your shoulders, check your stomach, check anywhere in your body. Where are you tense? Allow the muscles to relax. And then the next step is to visualize breathing in clean energy. And as you exhale, let any tension go. So you're breathing in softness and tenderness and comfort. And you're letting any stress and anxiety go. Once you've done that, we want to focus on getting grounded and present in our bodies. Notice your connection to the earth. If you are sitting, what does it feel like to be sitting on a chair or on the couch or on the floor? What do your feet feel like being placed on the ground? Are they warm? Are they cold? Do you feel any textures? Do you feel any weight anywhere? This approach allows you to kind of get back into your body and try to get out of your head. If you're still feeling disconnected, I would recommend trying to get connected to your senses. So you want to close your eyes and see what sounds you notice and see how far away you can hear. It's a very careful listening exercise, and it can be very calming for people of all ages. I've even done this with my students in the past. You can look to see what colors you notice. Notice what your clothing feels like on your body.
If you smell anything, just allow your senses to be the main focus and give yourself a chance to do this where you're breathing out any tension, you're feeling connected to the earth, and then you're tapping into your senses. Give yourself some time to do this. Allow your body to go into a calm state and truly believe that you've taken things off of your list, because we just did. We're eliminating the things that cause dread. We're minimizing the things that we can't get rid of that cause dread. And we are adding in things that allow us to either feel rest or connection or nature or all of those. But don't go too far. You know, keep it easy. Our goal is to be calm, focused, and present, and to have a peaceful holiday season.
Thank you so much for listening today. I will be back next Saturday with more information on seasonal living, so insights to help you really slow down, sink in, and enjoy the season. Until then, take care of yourself, and I'll see you soon. Bye.